You're listening to Show Me Your Assets. I'm your host, Dottie Dynamo, burlesque dancer and stripper turned personal trainer. This show is about sexy work, fitness, money, and everything in between. You'll learn how to train smarter, navigate body image in an industry that centers your looks, manage your money, and prioritize self-care and recovery so you can avoid burning out over and over again. While I have your attention, you should know I have the tendency to cuss like a sailor. So if you're in mixed company, grab your headphones because there's no telling what I might say. Hello, my sexy friends. I am coming to you today from the mountains of Montana, where I am waiting out a 100-degree heat wave. And even here in the mountains, it's around the 90s, which, is uncomfortable enough when you live, when you're a carpet walker, which is what us nomads sometimes refer to you people who live in homes, carpet walkers or house dwellers. There's some other names I can't think of right now. But it can be uncomfortable enough, right, when you're one of those people who lives in a structure with four walls and probably has air conditioning or a window air conditioner or maybe at least like a box fan in the window. But for me, when it gets hot, there's no escaping it. The most I can do is try to find shade, maybe a water source. I would say like I could go spend all day at the library or a coffee shop, but I have a cat, as you know, Gatsby, and I can't leave him alone for extended periods of time locked up in the van when it's going to be that hot. So I need to stay with him. So I am suffering through this heat wave in the mountains. And to be honest, it's not quite as bad as some of the hot days I've had out on the lake bed in Joshua Tree in April of this year, but it is not comfortable. I'm supposed to be in the city right now dancing, but with 100-degree weather, like it's just not going to be doable to be sleeping in my van. But I digress. That is not why I'm here today. This podcast episode is going to talk about sort of building routine in an unstable environment or like a constantly changing structure or life. And while most of you, I'm pretty sure, do not live in vehicles or live a nomadic life, sometimes working in a job that is nightlife and your schedule is changing constantly, or you have lots of different moving parts, your schedule isn't always the same from week to week. So it can feel really hard to build routine into an inconsistent schedule. That's the word I was looking for before. So I'm going to just talk about how I build in my routine into a lifestyle in which I am constantly moving. And I'm going to do it alongside with you. And I'm also going to get high at the same time because I've decided I want my podcast and my business. I've been thinking a lot about my business since the whole Instagram suspension. And as I'm starting to rebuild and reimagine what my business looks like because I have the opportunity to do so, I want to build a business in which like I can sit and it can feel like I'm sitting and getting high with my friends and we're having a chat and we're talking about things and you are gaining knowledge and insight and wisdom at the same time. So on that note, I'm going to hit my little weed pen. And now things are going to start to get interesting. Ooh, I'm going to hit that again because I didn't get a very good hit. If you're smoking right now, go ahead and take a hit. If you don't smoke, take a deep breath in and slowly exhale. Okay, so in the van, right? I never have very many mornings that are the same consistently. Oh, that was a big hit. At most, I can get a couple weeks at a time in one location if I'm camped out on BLM land or in Forest Service roads where I'm set up and I'm parked and my routine can really be solid for, a few days to weeks at a time. But because I am a dancer and a stripper and, kind of a city girl, even though now I live this country nomad life, I do spend a lot of time in the city and that can add a lot of challenges to keeping a consistent routine. So when you're constantly moving, right, you don't have that routine that many of you have of like maybe you go to the same coffee shop to get your coffee every day. You go to the same workout classes, you take a walk around the same blocks. Like there's sort of like an inherent built-in routine that you probably don't consider routine because it's just a part of your life, Whereas mine is constantly changing, right? I'm never in the same place for a long period of time. So I don't have those inherent, like, oh, I go to this grocery store or these are the restaurants that I like. Like, I don't even, when I go to the grocery store, every time I go to the grocery store, it's a new grocery store, right? So it also takes me longer to buy groceries because no grocery store is set up the same. So, right, there's that inherent routine that you have. If you think about when you go to the grocery store, you know where things are. You walk probably the same aisles every time. So start to think about routine differently for one, because you definitely have built-in routine in your life, whether you consider it routine or habit. And then we're going to talk about the other things, probably the habits that you want to build or the things that you wish you were doing that you weren't, or things maybe that a past version of you was able to do that you would like to get back to. Maybe that is like getting up and doing yoga in the morning. Maybe it's reading books. Maybe it is meditating. Maybe it's going for a walk. Maybe it's having a wind down routine when you get home from the club. Like, you know, instead of turning on your TV, you like have the lights low and listen to music that helps to calm down after being in a very overstimulated environment. Have a sip of my tea. Gatsby says hello. Also, I'm sitting outside right now just using my headphones to record this, so I'm hoping that the sound quality is decent enough. So for me, the way that I build routine into my life, because I don't have any external world routine, I don't have any routine in the things outside of my home, my routine has to be very solidly built into how I try to structure my day in a way to ground myself and direct my day in the way that in which I want it to go. So for me, my typical morning routine consists of waking up, feeding the cat because he will stare at me obnoxiously until I feed him, feeding the cat, turning on my kettle to make hot water so I can have tea or coffee. And while that is heating up, I typically put my bed away, because now I have this like futon style bed, and I put that away. Once my tea is brewed, I have built a habit since the beginning of the year to read in the morning, and we are in August, and at this point it's not something I need to set a timer for anymore. It has become like I want to start my day with a book. So the purpose of this whole activity we're going to do is to help you get there, but I'm long-winded, you know it. So we are going to get there. After I read my book, there's usually, so something I used to do a lot was draw a tarot card every morning, and I've gotten out of that habit. So I'm working on rebuilding that one back in. After I read my book, I typically move my body in some way, whether that's like a gentle moving through motions and then going on a walk, or just going on a walk or a run. And I work out usually later in the afternoon or when there's shade. When I work out is totally dependent on weather. So that's how I breed routine into my morning, because no matter where I'm at, like, doesn't matter if I'm in a Cracker Barrel parking lot, a beautiful mountain landscape, the middle of the desert, parked on a side, you know, a street next to a park in the city, it doesn't matter where I am, I can have those same things every morning that help sort of build a sense of routine and grounding that is lacking from my life in the external world, where you most likely have a lot of that. So what we're going to do is I want you to think first of the sort of habits that you've been wanting to build, maybe something you used to do. It can be anything, right? Absolutely anything at all. So things that I'm going to add to mine that I want to build some more habit and routine into. And also, this doesn't have to be something you do in the morning. This can just be like, I want to check my bank account once a week, like whatever those things are that you're working towards. I'm really high now and I lost my train of thought. But what we're going to do, so we're going to draw, take a piece of paper and a Sharpie or a pen, whatever you have. I like those fine point Sharpies. They're my favorite. We're going to draw one line down the side of the paper and then one line across vertically. So you're going to create yourself like a little chart, and you're going to draw a line all the way across for every habit it is you want to build. So you're going to have as many vertical lines as you, or horizontal lines, sorry, as you have habits. And then vertical lines, you're going to have 7 because it's going to be for every single day of the week. So So we're going to have 7 lines going up and down, and then as many lines as habits as you want to build, or these could also be ones that you already have in your routine and you just want to check off how often you're doing them a week. Should I have one? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We're going to do 2 more, 6 and 7. And the idea here is you're going to write down what those things are that you want to build on the left-hand side of this little chart. And then you're going to write on those top horizontal ones like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I put my weekends on the end because I work on the weekends. I'm not a Sunday to Saturday. I'm a Monday to Sunday type of girl. Take it and leave it. And every time you do one of these things on the list, you're just going to check it off. You're going to check the day that you did it when you do it. And this is just to help you sort of, sometimes because of the way our brains work, we have such a negative bias that we only see like, oh, I haven't done it again. Oh, I keep not doing this. I'm never going to build this habit because I'm not doing it. When in reality, we probably are doing things more times than our brain acknowledges, because we like to grasp onto negative things. It's what our brain does. So by having this little chart and seeing yourself check it off and be like, cool, I did it. Cool, I did it. You start to sort of build that belief that you are doing the things. You can see how many times you've actually done them. And if you aren't doing them as much as you like, it gives you that like, hey, well, I still did it 2 days out of 7. So I did do it. Right? It's giving us sort of that positive reinforcement. So that's just a quick little way to work on building in the routines that you want. Instead of it being like, oh, this is something I really want to do, build yourself in a way that you can see that you are doing it. And sometimes also, I'm a huge fan of like the timer method. A lot of you, if you were following me on the Dottie Dynamo account, you know that my reading habit in January started out as setting a 10-minute timer every morning, and I would start the timer and read. And when the timer went off, if I wanted to keep reading, I would. Otherwise, I stopped reading. And then, you know, a couple months in, it had moved to 12 minutes and up to 15 minutes. And now every morning, I just pick up my book and read for as long as I want to, depending on like what else I have that I need to do that day. So it's totally possible to start to breed these new things into your life. But right, we need to find ways to make them small and achievable, like start out as small as possible. So also try not to have like 10 new things you're wanting to build. Maybe 1 to 3 is ideal here. And then give yourself that positive reinforcement by being able to see that you're actually doing it, instead of grasping onto that negative bias that your brain wants into believing you haven't actually done as much as you have. That is my high and ramble podcast episode for the day on how to build some more structure and routine into your life. I will see you on the next episode of Show Me Your Assets. Stay sexy, make money. And as always, if listening to this podcast helps you in any sort of way, you've gotten anything out of it, you think it's beneficial and other people should maybe hear it, please go to the Apple podcast page or also the Spotify one and leave a 5-star review. If you listen to an episode and you really enjoy it, share it on social media and tag me. All of these things really help me out and help to get the podcast higher up so that people can find it. Have a good day.